A short prayer, Lord, may what we hear with our ears burn in our hearts and be set forth in our lives to the glory of your holy name. Amen. It's a bit dreich today. It's one of the sayings of my mum's, very Scottish. My mum was born in 1912 at Grangemouth in Scotland, and she remained very Scottish all her life, in spite of leaving home at the age of 18 to become a child's nanny at Highgate in London to a rich Jewish family who also owned properties in Doncaster and Poole. She was famous for her very Scottish sayings, like it's dreich when it's drizzly and raining and dark like today, and her malapropisms as well, when she mangled up words to give hilarious outcomes. She would say things like, "Och, it's all kiosk," when she really meant chaos, not kiosk. But and even more amusingly, "Well, I laughed so much I almost cacked my breeks." I'll leave you to work that one out. Another great one that she had, if she'd overcooked anything, which was rare because she was a great cook, and she would say, "Och, it's all been burnt to a cinder." She meant cinder, of course. But somehow cinder was more fun to us boys growing up and hearing these outbursts. Now, today, Mum's saying becomes especially poignant, to be honest, as the lectionary calls us to remember and pray for the souls of Nicholas Ridley, Bishop of London, and Hugh Latimer, Bishop of Worcester, who were cruelly burnt to death at the stake at Oxford on this day in 1555. They were condemned to death by Mary Tudor for colluding with Thomas Cranmer to write the Book of Common Prayer in English for ordinary people to understand, for having supported the break from Rome under her father Henry VIII and formulating the Anglican Church. Furthermore, they'd supported the motion that Mary herself and Elizabeth, her half-sister, be declared illegitimate and Lady Jane Grey, the nearest relative, be declared queen because she was Protestant too. When a popular uprising against Lady Jane subsequently put Mary on the throne, her vengeful fury knew no bounds, but knew no bounds or restraint. She set about destroying anyone who had supported the Reformation, no matter what their status or their piety. Ridley had risen through the ranks of the Catholic Church and indeed had originally been a strong opponent of the Reformation. He didn't like what was going on in Europe and saw it as heresy, but had gradually come to have a complete change of heart. And in particular, this is interesting, he opposed the wearing of holy vestments by clerics as a symbol of holiness and promulgated instead the study of scripture and sincere prayer as a means of holiness and righteousness. Well, that resonates with what Paul was saying on Sunday, doesn't it? Latimer had worked closely with Cranmer on the formation of the Book of Common Prayer and the translation of the Bible from Latin to English. Queen Mary saw this as the ultimate heresy, and she strived to restore the so-called true faith, the Catholic faith, and make illegal any forms of Protestant faith in this country. So Ridley and Latimer were cruelly burned at the stake on this day, and Cranmer was forced to watch them from a specially constructed tower. He'd actually confessed that maybe they'd gone down the wrong path and they shouldn't perhaps be doing all this. He later recanted that several times, and to the point that a year later, he too was burnt at the stake, and he famously held his hand out into the flames, the hand that had signed the recantation. Now, Ridley suffered greatly as only his bottom half was perishing in the blaze. Can you imagine that? And Latimer famously said to him this, "Be of good comfort and play the man, Master Ridley. We shall this day light such a candle by God's grace in England as I trust shall never be put out." Both were old men, you know. Ridley was about 55 years old, which was quite old in those days, and Latimer was 68 years old. But they had such strong convictions that they were going down the right path, that we should turn away from everything being in Latin, that they were prepared to die for their convictions. So, what is the legacy of these brave men? Well, in 1881, a college was established at Cambridge, Ridley Hall, to train men for ordination by sticking to the firm convictions of Nicholas Ridley by the use of so-called context-based learning. I had to look this one up, I didn't know what it was. And context-based learning is the use of real life and also fictitious scenarios in order to learn through actual practical experience with a subject rather than its mere theoretical bits and pieces. Isn't that interesting? So who's our famous alumni of Ridley Hall at the moment? Well, it's Bishop Michael Volland, our new bishop. Our new bishop trained for ordained ministry at Ridley between 2004 and 2006. And then, astonishingly, in 2015, he became one of the tutors there before rising to be principal of the college in 2017, until he was invited to become the Bishop of Birmingham just last year. That's an astonishing set of circumstances, isn't it? And he's one of the first bishops for hundreds of years who there's never been a parish priest. He had to be ordained bishop before he came to Birmingham. Now, other famous alumni of the college include Bishop Timothy Dudley Smith, the wonderful writer of wonderful hymns, and Archbishop John Sentamu, that great man who was also Bishop of Birmingham, the first black bishop and the first black archbishop. Extraordinary man who escaped from the madness of Uganda to come to this country and bring faith. Anybody who's ever listened to Sentamu will know he's a man of great faith. And Bishop David Shepherd went to Ridley Hall. David Watson, the famous evangelist. And guess who? Does anybody know who else? Paul Tollett. Our own Paul at the back also went to Ridley College. In that passage I read today, Jesus warned the Pharisees and the teachers of the law against putting a terrible load on the people. On the people's backs, a burden that was hard for them to carry, he said. And in those terrible Tudor times, how could ordinary people get close to God if they couldn't understand the scriptures? And they only had their priest's interpretation of them to be their guide for good or for bad. They couldn't study the scriptures themselves, as Paul was urging us to do on Sunday. To day by day read them. How could they? They couldn't understand them. Ridley and Latimer did indeed light a candle of faith. A faith not just for the privileged and for the learned few, but a faith as Jesus intended us to have. A faith for all, no matter what our status in life. Now praise the Lord that we will never have to face that sort of sacrifice. At the beginning we said a prayer, we prayed that we would be a living sacrifice. All we have to do is devote our lives to Jesus. That's it. That's the sacrifice. And yes, it does sometimes include hardship. with family and friends who might oppose it. But that's all we have to do, devote our lives to Jesus. Latimer and Ridley wanted salvation for all, hope for all. So let us never forget these great martyrs of faith. We should mark days like today and give great thanks for the lives of these men. Amen.